That's the sound of a North American velvet ant. On Monday, researchers unveiled a study which identifies the velvet ant as one of the world's largest mimicry complexes. Organisms use mimicry to protect themselves by imitating more lethal species. Joe Wilson, a Utah State University biologist who worked with a team of researchers on the project, says that the velvet ant is actually a species of wasp. They are covered in hair that was adapted to ward off potential predators.
Many velvet ants are covered with various lengths of bright-colored hair. So these wingless wasps are parasitic wasps. They search the ground for nests of other bees and wasps, and they'll dig into those nests and parasitize the larvae of the host. We looked at a total of 350 different velvet ant species, and in different parts of North America, you see a similar pattern in them. So in this paper, we've described 8 distinct color patterns or 8 distinct mimicry rings that are kind of geographically isolated from each other.
Velvet ants combine a stinger half the length of its body and a tough exoskeleton to defend themselves. Wilson says that the color of the velvet ants often has more to do with geography than genetics.
Most of the time, a certain species looks different than its closest relatives, has a different color pattern than its closest relatives, but it shares a color pattern often with the species that live in the same general region. In a local area, you can train predators more quickly to avoid you if you look like other things that are dangerous.
Most velvet ants found in Utah have a bright orange color. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.